that's just an offer. You know, I got an old iMac over here that still runs pretty decent, but I had to put Linux on it to use anything because, unfortunately, I brought it home and realized, oh, I can't update it because Apple won't let me. They say it's no good anymore. And so I put Linux on it, and I use it occasionally here, but it's here. Everybody goes, oh, you finally bought a Mac. No. Well, yeah, I did buy a Mac, but I put Linux on it. Yeah, it's just like Windows. You can't buy an old Windows computer and put Windows 11 on it, you know. Mac the same way. It has to have enough RAM. The main chip has to be strong enough to be able to run it. I tried putting Windows 10 on a computer that shouldn't have had anything more than Windows 7 on it. And boy, was that a mistake. That thing was slow. It said it could do it. It was a bare minimum. And yeah, not recommended. So yeah, same situation with that, with the Macs. And that's what everybody's doing with their old Macs, is putting Linux on them. Same with their old Windows. Don't want to leave you guys out. I don't know who's next. Bill? We'll go to you. Excuse me. I'm going to go another couple more rounds probably, and then I'll be heading out.
CEO. Hey, regarding computers, seriously, I picked up a computer, get online with Goodwill Industries. I'm a big advocate of the used Dell Optiplex computers. They're the kind you find your doctor's offices and commercial places. They're nice. They're Dell machines. They support the electronics. One of the Dell computers is a seventh generation processor. It's an Optiplex. i5 or i7 Intel chip. It runs Windows 11 without the Trusted Platform Module, and it runs well with it. The Optiplexes are pretty cheap. I've seen them on Amazon for $100, 90-day warranty. And the one I picked up from Goodwill, it was an older one. It doesn't run Windows 11. It runs 10. It can run Linux very nicely. Six, I think it had 8 gig of RAM in it when I got it, and a 256 processor. I picked that up for like $35, and it was in a superb, nice condition. Now, they loaded Windows 11 there, but it wouldn't upgrade anything, and it was problematic. So I talked to the lady on the phone, and I explained, you know, it's on 11, yada yada, and she was apologizing that it wound up there as a system that didn't support. So they made good on the machine, and I wound up buying it, but I bought the machine for like $35 online, and it was really good. So if you're looking for a common machine that's together, the Dell Optiplex, a 7050, 7040, 5050, 50, one of the others, look at those, because that's a pretty good option for it. Go ahead, Travis.